questions out there. The Fieldies here, ready to go, as is the West Melbourne Airport parking. Great at terminal parking, great sponsors and supporters of ours from under $20 a day. You can book now at melbourneairport.com.au. Who's leading off, gentlemen?
Okay, Wisp, if you're Leon Cameron, you are Leon Cameron. You've got Matt DeBoer, who's just taking scalps on a weekly basis. Which Collingwood mover are you sending him to?
We talked about this earlier, and I said I like the idea that's been suggested in the paper this morning from Jordan Lewis that they send it to Taylor Adams because he works inside the contest. I think that's where DeBoer does his best work too. So I'd be thinking I might send him to Taylor Adams.
Okay.
You'll go, Wisp.
My question to you, Gary, is how would you address Tom Hawkins if you were Chris Scott?
Tom.
You're beating the tom-tom drums.
Exactly.
What would you say? Or would you say nothing?
I reckon I'd say nothing. I'd just let him stew. He's a senior and experienced enough player to know that he's let the side down.
He doesn't need to be reminded.
I give him the silent treatment. Giving the sign.
That's sometimes the most powerful treatment.
Ancillary, has he got a hope in Snowflake's chance in hell?
Not in my little mind. No. A question, will the Brownlow medal actually go on this year?
Why? Of course it's going. The Brownlow medal's every year. Why?
No Rebecca Judd, no Ablett's going. Is it worth continuing on with the medal?
Oh, I didn't know that. Maybe they need to have a wreath.
Oh, boy.
Big story, apparently.
It's a big story.
I must have missed that last year.
No, it's been run in the paper.
Last week.
What do you want, Gary? Do you want the umpires to be told to keep their discussions with the players to a minimum, or do you want the microphone turned right down and only for a really contentious decision turned back up again?
I don't mind the microphone when it's not invasive. And I thought it got invasive on Saturday night. In fact, I thought they over-talked and just... I don't want to be sort of mean-spirited to say that they're trying to make themselves a part of a big final and inject themselves into the game. Maybe they just, I don't know, the occasion got to them, but I thought they were over-officious. In pay a free kick, and if someone is holding on or someone's rolled on top of someone, you don't have to run in and go, roll off him, roll off him, roll off him. Just sit there and watch, and if in your own mind he's trying to hold him up, pay 50 metres.
The fact, though, that we heard the umpire, Sean Ryan, say to Kennedy what he did, don't you think that was a great thing to know out the, you know, from the actual broadcast perspective on Saturday night?
Well, did it add to anything other than...
There was
no free kick. So if he hadn't have said anything, we would all be none the wiser and no one would be debating it.
Do you not want to know that that's what they're actually saying to players or not?
Not on that. Well, me, you know my thoughts on that particular thing. Don't do anything.
But then what if there had been a free kick paid at some point and then you're saying to yourself as a viewer, what the hell was that for?
Okay, so then he
when
says,
you know already that it actually has been a warning.
I paid you a free kick because I've warned you 5 times not to do this and now you've done it, so I'm paying the free kick.
Okay. Sam?
I like it. I like it as a viewer. They are directed.
We're not blaming the umpires. No. They're told.
That's the directive.
To give feedback.
True or false, Gary? Luke Hodges' reputation has been enhanced at the Lions.
True.
Wisp?
Enhanced, yes. Absolutely.
Ancillary.
Absolutely.
What will he be doing next year?
I think he'll be... I know what I've been told is he wants to do a little bit of media. Obviously, he does a little bit of work for Channel 7 and has done this year. He wants to do a little bit of media, but he wants to do a little bit of coaching.
What's your advice for that?
My advice would
be... a little bit pregnant.
I've always said that, Gary.
Maybe he just wants to see if he likes it first, Wisp.
The coaching part? Yeah, well, maybe he does. I would say to him to choose between one or the other.
And if he's on the assistant coaching panel as part-time, whatever he is, and I'm coaching Geelong and Luke Hodge comes in with his Channel 7 microphone into the rooms, I'm going, champ.
Well, couldn't be doing that. There couldn't be face-to-face contact. He'd just be special, surely.
Oh, so only just a part-time.
Well, only a partial conflict of interest, of which there are thousands in the game.
Of course there are.
Does Michael Christian's decision to offer Green a one-game ban a week after sending him straight to the tribunal show this had a real, we gave you a chance last week and you've made us look stupid, look about it?
Well, that would be terribly disappointing if it is.
Why didn't he just do what he did last week then?
What explanation is there? For the difference.
Why didn't you just send it to the tribunal again then?
Well, hey, all great questions. and you're asking the wrong person.
They're without notice.
Yeah, you're asking the wrong person. I mean, if Michael was, and we put in a call to Michael, and understandably there's a case to be heard, so he couldn't talk. But if he was here, we'd be asking exactly that. What is the difference?
Because
do you think, though, that what his intention here was, he didn't get the result he thought that he was going to get last week. So this week he's on behalf of himself and others that he represents. And we know that Steve Hocking actually gives this the imprimatur as well. Do you think that they believe that they weren't supported last week, so this is what we really thought about the Green incident?
Yeah, so we'll make our stand known. That is that we find contact the face unacceptable, which is, I think, a stance which is absolutely reasonable to take. We'll make our stance known, and then we'll leave it up to you blokes at the tribunal, at the appeals board to
argue the toss.
Yeah. I think that's probably what has happened. Hey, is Cam Guthrie's value to Geelong being undersold dramatically?
I think it's overlooked often because you've got Selwood, you've got Dangerfield, you've got Ablett in more recent times. There's star sort of player and quality there, and he gets overlooked as a result of that when the comparison's made. But in terms of his importance to the group, I think a lot of fans overlook that. But internally, I don't think it's ever underplayed.
But was that the best game he's played for?
I think he's had big finals. He got injured. I think he was playing on Dustin Martin in a big final, had him under control and got injured. He gives him a point of difference. He's got breakaway speed from stoppages, which they can sometimes look a little bit slow at.
Gary, were you a little bit surprised when Chris Fagan said the reason why Steph Martin didn't start in the ruck after halftime against GWS?
Well, look, my bushy eyebrows went up because
I saw them.
We're talking on during the game when we were doing, and I just finished giving Stephen Martin a massive pump up, and as we walked off to watch the second half, I saw him run to the bench. I thought, oh, he's injured.
Was there a physical issue of some kind?
No, he said more about there was. He had a corky, he said more about the rotations. That's the way they've operated and rolled.
And then
previously
conceded to a corky. Yeah. Didn't he, at the back end?
You know how big and bushy your eyebrows are when they went up? All the papers on the table just blew away when they went up.
Like a helicopter landing.
Yeah.
Tell me, ancillary to that, does the fact that Steph Martin absolutely destroyed Shane Mumford mean that Brody Grundy just has him at his absolute mercy this week?
I've got the same question. I think you probably did too, did you?
Well,
be worried?
I spoke to the ruck whisperer about that, okay? Mm-hmm. And we're going to get him on again later this week. We're going to look at the ruckman again. I thought he was fantastic. He made this interesting point about the fact that Mumford matches up okay at the stoppages against Grundy because he said Grundy's not a jumper. And Mumford likes the guys that aren't jumpers. So it becomes a battle of strength. So we'll get him on later in the week and he can break it down in more detail for us. But he thinks in that part of the game, Mumford actually will match up okay against Grundy.
He gave 8 free kicks away.
Yeah, he did. He got frustrated. He got seriously
and
frustrated.
Got slaughtered in the follow-up work. His clearance work by Stephen Martin was off the charts. Mm. And that's what Grundy's great at.
Mm. Does the blood rule not exist anymore, Gaz? And I'm referring to Joel Selwood. How many times did that guy have blood streaming down the face and was playing all the best to him?
Yeah.
But the umps didn't pick it up.
I was actually thinking that same thing.
Didn't they have some of that cream that...
The ointment.
No, BT keeps talking about the hemorrhoid cream.
Last one, him. Would you even hesitate to put a female jockey on your horse in a big race?
Never.
Never after the weekend. Jamie Carr won on Gadding at 100-1, the Group 1 race. Raquel Clark won, I think it might have been the next race, and then Linda Meach won the second last race. They absolutely smashed it. The female jocks are slaying them, so you wouldn't hesitate.
Is there some reason why people still think that they aren't capable of being able to ride as well as a male jockey?
I don't hear that, but there would be some prejudice out there. I mean, Michelle Payne put it to bed to a large degree, but she had to overcome massive prejudice to get the chance to ride Prince of Penzance.
Is it one of the more unbelievable oversights in recent history? I looked through the AFL record at the weekend, second semi-final weekend. I could not find anywhere in this publication, Sam, anything about one of the greatest semi-final performances ever in the history of the game.
Hold that thought.
That's been done to death.
Back to it after our last break.